So in this quiet moment, I turn my awareness to the presence of God, to the infinite love, to the powerful light, to the glorious mind that God is, to light that moves and streams and flows and changes, ever exquisitely beautiful if we only have the eyes to see, to love that is expressed in billions of different ways each day, exquisitely beautiful if we only have the eyes to see, to grace unfolding in power and glorious, endless peace. So exquisitely beautiful if we only have the eyes to see. I am grateful for ever opening eyes, for broader perspective, for knowing that God is present in every moment, in every being, in every person, in every atom, in every cell, in every organ, in every system, in every organic body. Knowing that God is always in action, that everything I see is God stuff, eternally malleable, ever possibly changing, evolving into finer and finer vibrations, more and more beauty, more and more power, more and more peace, more and more love. I am so grateful to be a part of this endless unfoldment of the consciousness of spirit. I am the light. I am the beautiful unfolding power. I am the intelligence and the creativity. And what I know for myself, I know for each of us listening in here today, that we are the light, the endless evolution of life, the expression of love, the experience of empowerment and freedom is ours right now. There is nowhere God is not. Therefore, God is right here and right now in this moment. We are free beings. We are empowered to live the love. We are empowered to shine the light. We are empowered to smile and laugh and delight in life, regardless of the circumstances around us. Sometimes the God stuff portrays itself as something fearful because of fearfulness patterns in our mind that have warped our perception of what's truly here. But what's truly here is love. What's truly here is endless innocence. And if we can find the way to relax, oh, I don't know if you can hear the sirens in the background. The police or the fire department are on their way somewhere right now. And even in this moment of sirens blaring, there is only God. What looks like crisis, according to Deepak Chopra, is in fact opportunity. It is in fact blessing. And that is wisdom, to know that in the moment, to see the blessing in the unfolding of what looks like chaos. And so we choose to see the blessing now. We choose to open to lives that are expressive of love and brilliant with light. We choose to be the ones who stand in the truth and the oneness, who know there is only one of us here. And in God there is nothing to be afraid of. There is only grace unfolding, sometimes scary-looking grace, like Halloween, sometimes breath that takes our words and our hearts and our moment and just suspends us in time beyond time. This is such a beautiful place. This is such a beautiful planet, and we are surrounded by beautiful beings of light, some who know themselves clearly as light and some who are still blinded by the darkness. But in that light, we can see light. In that seeming chaos, we can see beauty. In that endless unfolding and evolution, we can feel the love. And so I claim for us the ability to perceive now, the ability to perceive more fully and powerfully from the adoring space of broader perspective, knowing that everything that is unfolding for good, and that the grace and the love and the peace and the light of spirit is right here, right now. I give thanks for this. I give thanks for this love, and I trust in it, feeling so grateful for this knowing. And I relax in this trust now as I release my word into the law, for it is good, and it is done, and so it is.